and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness.
I'm your host, Mark. I'm playing Crankle, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew for our Chrisman special.
And how are we playing? Ice Flonk, yeah.
Rich playing Burr.
Roger playing Genome, man.
Ryan has a headache. I'm not going to lie, I didn't prep this one shot super hard or anything, but I have no idea what the hell's going on. The characters you guys have made are batshit insane.
What are you talking about?
I think we're all just really stupid characters.
Yeah, I think it's maybe the dumbest batch we've ever had, which is really saying something.
It's Christmas.
I love the idea of like four dudes in a sweatshop who are so bad that like even management's like, we're really not getting anywhere with them. They made one doll today. Like,
they're in a cube.
Yeah, it's not even a doll. And now there's a whole batch with eye slots and pamphlets on them.
Speaking of pamphlets,
I can't believe that you did that.
Do we get one more follower?
Yeah.
962. You can add one follower, which if you guys want to go with the long route of just keep making Bleebly clerics over and over again. What did everyone pick for their classes, subclasses? What are you guys all rocking with these? These builds seem nuts already.
Crankle is a straight up cleric, all six levels, forge domain.
Ooh, okay. Makes sense. What do you got over there?
Gotta forge those dolls.
Flonk.
Huh? Ice Flonk is a paladin of glory.
Oath of Glory paladin? That's a fun one. Mm-hmm. I think I've never used that before. Mm-hmm. I want to say I may have used it in a one-shot one time.
Was it glorious?
No, I died.
Just like Ice Flonk.
I got killed by hags.
Did Jamil use one when it was Jamthul? What was he?
I don't even remember. No, he was Oath of Ancients, I think. Yeah.
Ice Flonk's about glory.
But yeah, we got Draconic Sorcerer, right, Rich? Yep,
Sorcerer. It's a classic. All ice spells, all ice though.
Stuff. Yep. Yeah.
But he hates the cold.
Hates the cold.
Yeah, I get it. And then you went full rogue?
Just straight rogue for Genome.
Yep. Rogue, too. I've never actually seen someone play it.
Yeah. So the funny thing is that like when I used that first Fast Hands to search for the keys, I was like, yeah, I'm going to use like the Fast Hands to like try and get us out of here or whatever. But then like as like after like I missed the first time, I was like reading Fast Hands. I was like, I could just pick the lock. It would be way quicker. But the thing is that like I was thinking about it. I was like, I would have to like disengage and then like run over to the door and then like wait a turn to like bonus action again.
Been a lot.
And I was like, and then freaking Zub's being an asshole. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And I'm on the Kai constantly. So it worked. It worked.
Lots of sense.
It worked.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize he's going to have 100 keys.
He's a gnome. Come on.
The naked Krizik keychain. That's all there was on that.
Well, I was gonna say, but I was like, it sounds too complicated. But my original idea was he would have like a pen where it's Krizik, and then he'd turn the pen
inside the fucking cloud. The bikini slides off.
Yeah, like a little cloud would float away, and then it's just a nude Krizik.
That's like even scummier.
It's, like, it's even creepier. Yeah, in his free time,
just by himself, like, hand in his pants.
Oh, that's good. See, it goes back and forth. I use this stat block for him. It's a gnomish knife cultist.
Jeez.
Which was like so scary sounding for a character I knew was gonna be such a goob, but I love that goad or soothe thing. I'm goading you.
Oh, he's goading us.
We're gonna get that ice dagger.
Yeah, get goaded.
Ice poison dagger thing. Yeah,
ritual knife.
Anything's probably better than my war pick, which is just a 1d8.
That sounded like it was going to be really cool.
Yeah.
You missed. I was like, damn it.
Well, I hit on the second one, but it's just a 1d8 damage dice. Yeah. It's like my unarmed strikes. It's not great.
Yeah, we don't have any, like, any real special weapons. I picked a weapon.
Yeah.
But I'm like, my weapon doesn't do any extra damage. It just like alerts us.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a knife.
Like we can't be surprised.
Knife of warning or whatever.
Yeah.
Those warning weapons are nice.
Reaper of warning.
Ooh. I love a good warning weapon, especially when I'm Hank.
I was going to reduce one of you with Enlarge Reduce just for funsies.
Oh my god! Make him 1 foot tall.
That would have been hilarious on Flonk. Yeah. I already said I was 2 feet.
I like almost did it as a bit, and then I was like, "Oh, he's Lightning Bolt." I'm gonna use that.
Oh, you son of a bitch! You should have done the bit.
Yeah, he had a once a day Lightning Bolt. I thought it'd be fun.
Lightning Bolt is such a crazy spell in D&D. Anytime. I hear it's about to be cast. I'm like, what, I'm fucking dead.
Yeah. It's only third level.
Only third level. Like, oh, no, third level lightning bolt's insane.
Yeah. 86, which is just a lot. It's like a fireball, but in a line, pretty much. Yeah. But yeah.
It's basically like special beam cannon
mm-hmm.
by one of the best characters in anime ever, right, Mark?
Whack. If you like Piccolo, you're an idiot. There we go, alienating everyone, because everyone loves him for some reason. There goes
75 of our viewers.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them. Piccolo Nation, rise up. Tell Mark he's
whack.
Wrong in the comments.
He's whack. He's a babysitter. Hashtag. Babysitter.
He's the dad that stepped up. Okay. So yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Which dad saved all of the universe?
With the help of his good friend Piccolo.
Yeah, because somebody had to watch the kids.
He shot him in the chest.
Some fucking
friend. We're getting off topic and we're not in the Christmas spirit. We can have the Piccolo defense trial later on a different one shot. Actually, I would love to do a DBZ one shot at one point and try some like funky Dragon Ball system of some kind.
Hell yeah.
That'd be fun.
This is so off the rails though. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on here.
I love the flavor of everything. Awesome. Yeah. I just love there's a winter lady of Tinkerbell.
I don't know, you have Lady Santa Claus who's just evil.
Yeah.
I was just going to have like Fleddy like lead us there. And but like Ice Flonk started going in on stuff like immediately.
Well, he was getting paid and I wasn't.
It's true.
Strike.
I know. That's like the one thing that like I was like, knock like Fleddy, what are you doing, man?
Well, I love that you guys realized you were indentured servants in the middle. You're like, wait a minute. You guys aren't getting paid either? Like, yeah, obviously, you're working in a sweatshop. Like, what?
We don't know the outside life.
I was kidnapped and brought here on a train. I know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny. Is I love the idea of a deep gnome being like a like revolutionary freedom fighter in this little Christmas town.
Does that voice hurt to do?
No.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Way easier than fucking glue-glomp.
Glue-glomp. Bubble grunt.
Yeah, that was too raspy.
It's actually great having you do a wicked heavy German accent for this, because it's like helping me do it.
Just I'm here to pump you up.
Ice flonk. Flonk is such a great word.
Ice flonk is... They're flonking us.
Flonking us.
Yeah, that's the one that sent you guys.
That's freaking sent.
What? They're flanking us.
I know where you were going with that.
It's so freaking funny.
I had all these like wicked, stupid names for the other gnomes in the workshop. I like because I was like, I want to place these guys around, and then
they'll totally talk to these.
Weirdos. And then I was like, fuck, they're gonna ask me the name, so I like had to get ahead of it a little bit. So there was Glipper Slipper Yucks.
He's the guy who pulls the lever, right?
Yeah. Wong Zigong.
That guy got so angry so fast.
I know. He so shut up.
Everyone's like yelling.
You're going to fuck up my good gig.
I know. I like the idea of everyone being hyper-aggressive.
I'm like,
because they're slaves.
I must may not be passing out enough toe.
Spread the toe around.
Yeah.
It was Hans Lemons. And Yakety Fripp, which no met. I just Frip. That was a fun one.
That was for you.
That was for me.
Does Fleddy have any bonus actions or anything? Or you could just he could just punch. That's it.
That's a good question. Let me check. He actually has one thing that I didn't use because I didn't want to read the paragraph underneath it, but we'll do it now. He had a thing called Chilling Gaze. The Yeti targets one creature can see within 30 feet of it. The target can see the Yeti. The target must succeed on a DC 13 con save. Or take 3d6 cold damage and then be paralyzed for a minute.
Yo!
Yeah.
What the heck?
Fleddy
could have been doing that the whole time.
You know, his eyes were all like wonky.
Glassed over.
You did describe him as wearing sunglasses.
Oh, that's right.
Always
I did.
High.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. They were like little security Yetis. So they had little sunglasses and t-shirts on.
He just whips off the glasses real quick.
Chilling his stink eye.
Hey, like that, huh? Like these big eyes?
Yeah, they also have a thing called Fear of Fire. I wasn't sure if any of you guys would have any fire damage, but if it takes fire damage, it's disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks until the end of its next turn.
Technically, I have Searing Smite, but I think that's Radiant, maybe?
I think it's Radiant.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't.
I think I also have Searing Smite.
No, actually, Searing Smite's fire damage, I'm pretty sure.
It is fire. I have it. It's fire damage.
Oh. Yeah. Good to know.
Sear your
the
ass.
The Butterfinger BB bit. literally, I was listening to the Trinityvale arc of NADPOD, and they made a Butterfinger BB joke, and I like was like, oh my God, I want Butterfinger BB so bad. It's been on my mind for like a week. So once you were like, what's his favorite snack? I was like, time to get some more Butterfinger BB content out.
Well, originally I was going to...
We'll force Nestle's hand.
Yeah.
I was going to like Minor Illusion, like a giant pile of weed
toe.
Yeah. And, but I was like, no, I really like, I just want him to like have something to work towards like that. He was craving snacks. He said, so yeah. I was like,
yeah, he's more than craving. I saw it. I looked into his eyes.
Yeah, he lives and dies for those BBs. Yeah,
he freaking ripped that one. freaking half.
BBs inside of him.
I mean, I wasn't planning on giving you guys a Yeti as an ally, but literally every roll was so high.
I know.
The persuasion
going
check was crazy. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to flip one of these guys.
Yeah, nice. They like, I was scared on the deception.
Yeah.
Check. I was like, that's only a plus +2.
Mm.
I was like, oh man.
Yeah, you got 17 or something, right?
I think I like something.
Yeah,
I
was, like 19 it was high. Or yeah. Something. Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah.
Or 21.
This guy's got a hankering for BBs. I'm not going to stop him, you know?
Originally, I was thinking of doing the Minor Illusion. So like it looked like Zub had BBs in his hand, but I didn't want to risk that because I think if like Zub touched it, like it would go.
Yeah,
away.
It would have gone right through.
So it would have turned floody. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
You got to say the BBs are inside of him.
I thought about that, too. It's like he ate a bunch of them this morning, man.
Yeah, still I guess in like, there. Like a Yeti probably wouldn't mind eating pre-digested BBs, you know?
Yeah,
it's a big monster, man.
Oh my God, dude.
Now we can just have Fletty just like carry us over to the Winter Lady's house.
Well, we need to take a nap.
We need a time
desperately.
Out, guys.
We can sleep on his back.
It's not that big.
How far do you think that house is?
How big is a Yeti?
8-9 feet tall.
That's huge compared to us.
Yeah, I'm 3 feet tall.
I mean, he can definitely like carry you guys over there. I mean, he's going to be walking at normal speed. So like you guys can just walk with him. He'll show you the place.
We want a rest. Yeah.
You're not getting a long rest. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
You can get a short rest.
We burn so many spells.
I know.
In that fight alone.
And if you guys want to go like
burn too.
If you guys want to go like plundering for potions or something.
Oh yeah, Ray Frost is a cantrip, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's like a go-to ice sorcerer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sold you by 10 feet too. I was getting handy.
Yeah. What's that other one that's a cantrip that like if it hits anything afterwards, their attack rolls are at disadvantage. That's like one of them.
Frostbite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's a good one.
Yeah. I have Frostbite, Ray of Frost, and Sorcerer's Burst is the cantrips.
Love a good ice sorcerer.
Yeah.
Sorcerer's Burst is new, right? That's like a.
Yeah, I think it's one of the newer ones. It's good because if you roll a d8 on damage, you can then roll another d8.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome. So, yeah. All these fun new goodies.
Yeah.
I know. I can feel all this new D&D creeping into my game.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I didn't even realize, like when I was taking my spells, I didn't realize I was taking the new ones.
Yeah. I mean, it's because
the inflict wounds being a save.
Yeah. It's weird that they like mix. Well, really I guess they like say that. Underneath.
Legacy.
Yeah. It's just legacy.
Yeah.
And I didn't even look.
It's fine. It's cool. I'm not really, I mean, honestly, like.
We got to learn eventually.
Yeah. It's coming. It took me so long to learn 5e. I'm so hesitant to just be like, and fuck it all. Learn a new thing that's kind of the same. It just feels like it's everything new I've seen is just close enough where I'm going to mix them up.
Yeah, but they'll probably have like new monster stat blocks.
That's the
right?
big thing. I haven't seen the new monsters. So I haven't seen a.
Pretty cool.
I mean, the monsters, they're going to have to buff them because all the new player options are crazy. And the players already are so much more powerful than the monsters most of the time. So
it's going to be a bloodbath.
Juicy monk buffs.
Yeah, I know. I keep promising you I'm going to rework your monk subclass of the new stuff, but so much work.
I need it.
We'll get there.
Like Fletty needs those BBs.
Yes, exactly. Look into my eyes.
It's just monk subclasses just floating around.
Zub just getting infuriated that we're talking about toe and we're talking about two different toes. Yeah. Like, and mind control. Like, he's just like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, pretty much just lost his mind. I'm looking up like the Butterfinger BB wiki. I want to see like
when they discontinue them.
Yeah, when did they
end? I'm gonna say 2007. It's been a grip.
2007.
Very close. 2006.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they still had those like Butterfinger bites for a little while afterwards. Mm-hmm.
The little cluster fucking things.
Yeah,
for hot take, Butterfingers fucking suck.
Oh, yo, there is some BBs? Butter.
BBs were awesome.
The BBs were great. There's some very interesting Butterfinger BB controversy on the internet right now.
Lay it on us.
So,
let me hear it.
The original reason that Nestle gave for getting rid of the Butterfinger BB was low sales.
There's no way.
But if you were a child or a teenager in 2006, you know the Butterfinger BB was
I'm eating what Bart's eating.
Yeah, 100%. Whatever Bart Simpson eats, I want to eat.
Yeah.
But the conspiracy theory was that it was actually they were an insane choking hazard. And they were avoiding incoming lawsuits.
That I believe over the
100%.
That's so ridiculous.
Don't give your child who could choke a tiny ball candy.
Yeah, like Jolly Ranchers, I feel like.
Just as chokeable.
Yeah. They're still out there.
Chokeable. Highly chokeable.
Raisinets.
Choking kids.
Whoppers, the worst Halloween candy. Oh, one of the.
God, they're so bad.
It's candy corn.
Hate a bad Whopper.
Well, hold on. Man.
First of all, nobody puts candy corn in your bucket. Well, that's just shit that sits on the table.
I enjoy grandma's candy house. Corn.
There were other theories.
What do you mean I would?
That besides the choking hazard, they were also using subpar chocolate on the exterior, which was melting quite rapidly.
They were very melty.
Yeah.
I mean, you get like a handful. By the time you take it out of the box, it's like smeared.
Yeah.
All over your hand.
You get into schmear.
That's why you go
a BB schmear.
Direct deposit, box to mouth.
Yeah, you got to go box to mouth.
not an animal.
Cut out the middle, man. Just chug them.
Well, that's why they're choking, Mark.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So me and Roger, real life lore, me and Roger worked at Blockbuster Video together as teenagers. Did they have BBs then? No, right?
They
I think they did but they had the clusters.
Yeah.
Like, Buster clusters?
Yeah. They had the Butterfinger Bites, I think they were called.
Yep.
And they had those like in the big boxes.
Blockbuster had such a great deal with candy. Where you
steal it and you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, that was the best deal.
100%.
But they had a deal where you get 2 boxes of candy for $3.
Yeah.
Which was pretty tight. You can also do the 3 for $3
deal. Hold on. That sounds like a fucking great deal in 2024.
It was great back then too.
Back then. What are you, crazy? You could get fucking candy for like nickels.
No. These were like bigger than like the reg. They were like the theater size boxes. They were huge.
Oh, okay.
They were bigger than the
little rectangle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
That was a good size box.
I used to love it. Blockbuster, that fucking bucket of popcorn you just stuck in the microwave and it was like in a bucket.
That was actually
so convenient.
I remember
the best thing ever.
In sales meetings, they would say that was our, let's get into the Blockbuster behind the curtain. the biggest seller behind like used DVD or used movies was the candy.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's right there. Yeah. You're getting movies.
You're going through the maze of candy and popcorn to get to us. Yeah,
we designed the it's two. So it's like you had to walk by every single box of candy before you got to us.
Basically, you're just like berating. You'd be stupid not to get this.
That was my sales
pitch. What are you, an idiot?
I'm like, you're going to watch this movie with no snack? What are you, fucking high?
High or you'd be getting the snacks.
Yeah. We also had a 3 for $3 bundle, which was like such a fun sales pitch. It was like 3 for $3. That's a drink, a popcorn, and a candy for $3.
Yeah.
What are you, dumb if you don't get this?
Yeah.
Do you hate your kids? Yeah. Bring them this home with a copy of Shrek 2. Have a night. Treat yourself. God, that was a great job.
Impress your date. Look at all this candy I got, baby.
Yeah.
I'm swimming in candy.
And like, also, our Blockbuster was near a movie theater. So it was like, come here, load up on that candy. Sneak in the theater. There,
yeah.
Come back, tell me how it is, then I can give recommendations in 6 months. It's a good system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man.
The Blockbuster talk.
I would quite literally quit my job today.
If they reopen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go back to making $9 an hour, whatever the fuck it was.
And we would have the experience, too.
Yeah.
Man, running that I had show. A much different video store experience.
Yeah. Mark worked at the sticky kind of video store.
I worked at an adult video store.
Yeah. And not like... the tales aren't fun.
I look back on them fondly now.
Yeah. Yeah. You've had like a decade for the weird trauma to settle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a time.
Great talk, gang.
Anyways, Christmas.
Spirit of Christmas. I have to somehow write a recap and then we'll do our next episode for this nonsense.
Yeah, make sense of that.
Yeah, I don't. I got nothing. Mark, take us out. Get us out of here. We got a whole part two to record.
Well, everybody. Thanks for listening and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
This is dropping on Christmas Eve, so if you listen on day one, you know, I hope you have a great day off tomorrow. If you listen tomorrow, you got all day to listen.
Yeah.
I guess. Avoid your family. Listen to Dicey Situations.
Actually, even better. Everyone gather around the tree, turn on that like log on your TV, and crank up Dicey Situations to max for your whole family.
Yeah. Really show them what you're into.
Yeah.
Get alienated. Don't be invited back next year.
Yeah, it's great.
The perfect plan.
Yeah.
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 And I guess we'll catch you next week for the thrilling conclusion to whatever we're calling this and the year.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve episode. Woo. Yeah.
1 year of Dicey Situation. We started in January, right?
We started in January.
Hey, it's been a raucous ride.
It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you come back next year. I guess we'll talk about that in the next talkback. All right. Anyways, great.
Get out of here.
Unioners! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.